Tonight's shiur, Siman Reish Mem Hei, Se'if Beis through Se'if Vav. Se'if Beis. Hecha Shehisnu B'tchila. A Jew and non-Jew go into business together, and they make an agreement up front how they're going to divide up, that it shouldn't be the non-Jew is working for the Yid, just the non-Jew takes the business on Shabbos, the Yid takes the day during the week, and the rest they divide. They did it all properly. If when it came time to divide up, the non-Jew says, let's just divide it 50-50, mutter, that's okay. Because the working arrangement was such that the Yid had nothing to do with Shabbos. The non-Jew agrees to just split it 50-50. What's something to say? Sha'Allah lefimashi hisnu hein ravu ma'at. It came out, based on their agreement, whether it's more or less, so the Shabbos portion was actually more than the weekday. Very often, Saturday is a busy day in the business world. So in the retail world, so he made more money. When it came time to divide, the Nazir says, let's just divide 50-50. In such a case, we don't say that retroactively it's apparent that the non-Jew was the shliach of the Yid to work on Shabbos. You don't say that. It's a gift. The non-Jew is giving a gift to the Yid. They made the agreement up front that all the Shabbos profits goes to the non-Jew alone. And again, this agreement that the non-Jew says, let's just divide 50-50, was not spoken out in advance. They didn't make a calculation of, well, how much was Shabbos and how much was the weekday. They start making calculations. Let's say the Yid would tell the Goy when it came time to divide the profits, you know, you took in on Shabbos 100 sos. I only got 50 for my day. Make up my loss. So based on that little speech, the Nazi says, fine, I'll divide it with you. Everybody said that in Sifkan Hei, there's a machlokes and poskim, is that okay, not okay? It brings in the end of Tzorachian, if that works. Shartzi and Sifkan Yud points out, it could also be the Hepech. If the Revach of the Yom Chol was more than Yom Shabbos, let's say the Jews' day brought in more money than Shabbos. And the Nazi says to the Yid, hey, listen, let's just balance it out. You can have the same kind of problem. Se'if Gimel, Hecha Shelo Hisnu B'tchila. If they did not make an agreement up front, now what are you supposed to do? They go into business in Shotvis, and there's no agreement up front that the non-Jew gets Shabbos alone. Yesh Tikun, there's a way to fix it up. Aydei Sheyachzer HaMoicher Lahem D'Meir Karka. There are several examples. One was they buy a piece of property together, a piece of real estate. So you could go to the fellow who sold it to them and refund the sale and start all over again. Or the two of them can sell the property to someone else, and then they'll buy it back from that party as a partnership, and they'll make their agreement at the time of the purchase. So basically, if they went into their business together without the condition up front that you take care of Shabbos and I take care of Sunday, then they have two recourses. You could either sell to someone else and buy it back from them and make the condition, or give it back to the one who sold it to them and buy it back from him, and then make a new kinyan with the arrangement up front. Let's say they made an agreement to be partners in a store, and they didn't make the agreement, the condition up front. So they should each one back out of their share, take their investment, disband the partnership, and then they should agree to be shutfim and make a new agreement, a new contract, and set up the system where only the non-Jew deals with Shabbos, and the Yid will take another day. Let's say it was a piece of land that they're going to work on together as partners. Yevatlu hashitif, again, they should disband or dissolve their partnership. They'll be moichel each other. Then they should make a new shutfis again, a new partnership, with all the conditions in place. The Ramah says, if they went into the partnership and had no conditions up front, so the Yid says to the Nadju, you know what? I'll just hire you to take care of the Shabbos, or the Nadju takes it as a kabbalah, it's like a contract. Sure, that's okay. We said this before in the end of Sin Reshmam Dalad, that when it came to a tax collector or one who's involved with minting coins, that because of Hefsid, the Ramah said it's mutter to hire non-Jew to do the Shabbos work. For Koshkin Khan, and certainly in this case, the Shari should be okay, im shutfis henihudi, with his partner, the non-Jew. Mr. Burisiv Kanye Dal, Shayaksu Hamoicher Lohem. If they purchased the property and did not make the condition up front, they should undo the sale, give it back to the one who sold them, and start all over again. Choshemishpat says you can't just give back the money. You have to actually make a kinyan. You have to go through the halachis of kinyonim to give it back to the one who sold them. It's not enough just to simply say, here's the deed and the money, and let's just... There's halachas, how to make kinyonim. So you have to follow the rules of kinyonim. V'ayin shom, look over this, simen kuf peites, kuf tzaydad, in the kinyon and Yehudi, the whole concept of how to make acquisitions from non-Jews. Sifkan dezvav, v'im yirtzav v'chulu. The Ramah says, you know what you could do? Instead of disbanding and dissolving the shutfis and starting all over again, just hire the non-Jew to work the Shabbos shift. Ayin mogen avam v'taz, if you look both in mogen avam v'taz, sheneskashu b'zem ma'oid, they were exceedingly troubled with this Ramah. The Lama Yemuta, why is this permitted? The Eina Doim of the Sim in Reshma Dalad. You can't compare it to Reshma Dalad. The Sham Sharei Mishum Seda Dafka. The only allowance, the only reason we allowed it there is because of a great loss. It's specific, you're going to incur a tremendous loss, so it'll be meikel to hire the non Jew to take care of Shabbos. We don't, in general, do that. The Teretz Maganavam Maskar Maganavam answers in his conclusion, the allowance here has to be where the Yid is hiring the non-Jew or leasing out his chelik to the non-Jew on Shabbos, but have law swallowed up with other days. It's not just that he's taking him for Shabbos work. He's taking him for 2-3 days of the week also. You'll take care of the weekends. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So then the Shabbos is part of a bigger thing. It's a havlo, it's swallowed up. The Suleka Kamishim Mischa Shabbos. In such a case, you don't worry about earnings of Shabbos. And again, if it's mutter in the case of a contract worker, kavlon, it's also, it's not Shabbos alone. Elibistama, it has to be without specifying Shabbos. He rather, like this, whenever you're going to do the work on your own, and this much earnings comes in for me, I'll give you this much. That we also said is allowed, because then it's the right to the nafshe. And what's the chiddush of Ramah? The kamash malon, his chiddush is, we're not worried about maris ayin. Shayom letzorich yisrael oseh, that it looks like he's working for the yid, and Yehudi chedek, because everyone knows the Naju has a share. So there's always two problems we worry about. One is the maris ayin, and the other is schar shavis. So what's the heter of schar shavis? For the maris ayin, we can cover that, that the fact that it's a non-Jewish partner, there's no maris ayin. But you still have to worry about schar shavis. So the answer for that is havlo. Umasha kasev kemoshin espar. The Ramah says kemoshin espar, like we clarified earlier in Siman Reshmam Dalad. And this is not really comparable to Reshmam Dalad, because Reshmam Dalad, it was because of Hefzid. Kavanoso, what Ramah means to say is, kemoshom dochosh lemaris ayin, the same way we didn't worry about maris ayin over there, koshken hoch, like a maris ayin klal. Certainly here we can be making there's no maris ayin. Kimen shubashutvus, imen Yehudi, since he's a partner with an angel. The Taz similarly concludes the halacha. The only heter would be if the non-Jew is not just working for Shabbos for him, but other days of the week as well. And even with that, the Yid has to be very careful not to talk business with the non-Jew on Shabbos. As the Achronim write and then the end of Sim Reshma Dalad. Se'if Dalad. Yachol Yisrael Yitain Len Yehudi Mo Sisatzik Behem. A Yid can give money to a non-Jew to be involved in buying and selling, investments, and so on. The afal pi shor in Yehudi no save no same b'hem Shabbos, even though the non-Jew will be busy with it on Shabbos, chelek imo kol asachar b'shavah, in the end, the Yid will take his dividend or his profits equal with the non-Jew. This is not work that the Yid is responsible to do on Shabbos that he's getting the non-Jew to do for him. Shenom, that we would say that the non-Jew is doing his bidding. And further, the business transactions is not apparent that it's for the Jew at all. The non-Jew is doing all the wheeling and dealing. He's the buying and selling. So the fact that it's Yiddish gelt is not a problem. The Amora says, "V'davka b'chei gav." It has to be in such a case that Yehudi noisiv noisin luchud im Amora, that the non-Jew alone is busy with the money. Avon kol echad oisik biyomo. V'yisol tzorach la'asuk neged ma'ashosik and Yehudi b'Shabbos. If it's a partnership where each one works on their day, and the Yid has to work corresponding to the non-Jew's work on Shabbos, then it's aser, because then the Jew is really responsible for Shabbos too, and the non-Jew is doing the work for him. If a Yid has collateral of a non-Jew, look later at Simchin Chafei Sif Beis Gimel, the whole discussion, if the non-Jew wants to pay back and get his mashkin back, how to do that on Shabbos. Mishnah Brura, Zivkan Tezayin, Vipnei She'ein V'chulu. When a Yid gives money to a non-Jew to be busy with, that's not a problem. If it would be the Jew's responsibility to be busy with it on Shabbos, then it's awesome idea. Then it's awesome ikur halacha to ask a non-Jew to do it for him. Like we wrote in Sif Aleph, if they don't make an agreement up front, Shabbos is forbidden. The heter here is because it's not like the Yid has to work on Shabbos at all. And therefore, when he gives the money to the non-Jew, Shabbos is not in the picture. It's not like the Yid had to work on Shabbos that the non-Jew is a shliach. The fact that it may look like earnings from Shabbos you don't have, die above law, because it's all swallowed up with all the dealings that he does. Look later in Simon Shin Zayin, also we talk about this in Mishnah Berurah over there, Sif Gimel Sif Dalt. In Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says that it's also to give a non-Jew money Erev Shabbos to buy something for him on Shabbos, but you can tell him, if you want to buy something for yourself, I might need it, then I'll buy it from you on Sunday. So you can't tell him to buy it for you on Shabbos, but you can tell him to buy it for himself. And he might be interested in purchasing it from him after Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Shin Zayin Sif Gimel, that would be okay. Sif Gimel Yudches, V'chein Ein V'chulu. Furthermore, no one knows whose money it is when he's wheeling and dealing. That's something to say. Dimishom Maris Ayin. As far as Maris Ayin is concerned, Sheyom HaRabiyas, that people are going to say, Shein Yehudi Sechirohu, that the non-Jew is the hired hand of the Yid, like a Gabkin, you don't have that. Dalu ena esik nikr shel mihu, it's not apparent who he's working for. Shem hayu nikr, if it would be apparent, for nikr shem yisrael, and it was identifiably the Yid's business, hayu also, that would be also. Kvashe kasev sev reshem gimel, sef alf ka amechas, we learned that halacha before reshem gimel, by the bathhouse, ayin shem look over there. Umi kol makom, kol ze enu mutar ela, the only heter though is, or the requirement is, you can never instruct the non-Jew to buy and sell on Shabbos. El sheni Yehudi b'atzmos, okay, the non-Jew does it on his own. Which we write like this in Sifhei. So the Yid can never tell the guy, you know, there's a big sale going on tomorrow, I need this, here's the money. You can't do that. You can't instruct him to buy something for you on Shabbos. Sefkaran Yotas Asur, if the Yid was supposed to work on Shabbos and he instructs the non-Jew to do it for him, that's forbidden. Unless they make an agreement before they ever go into business together. Chanal b'sif al, like we're saying, sif alf. Se'iv hey, mutali yisur li tein schur le nihudi limkar im katsas lo socher. A Yid can give merchandise to a non-Jew to market to sell, as long as they have an agreement, this is his wage, and he can't say to him, "Mechor was a selling on Shabbos." Tanur shelokocha yisol mashkon me'en Yehudi. If a Yid takes an oven as collateral from a non-Jew, v'kivel of an Yehudi, and the non-Jew agrees, shema sheyale sechar ha'tanur yitan yisol bribes me'osav, that the earnings that the oven brings in should go towards the loan and the interest that he owes. You know, basically, he borrows money from the Yid, and the Yid takes his oven, and there's income, it generates income. So the agreement is that that's going to go towards the loan. Mutar litol sechar Shabbos. So it's mutar for the Yid to take money that comes in on Shabbos, lefishu b'shus en Yehudi, because the oven is not in the Yid's domain. The oven is in the non-Jew's domain. It's not like the Yid owns the oven. And it's not like the Yid tells him to work on Shabbos. And when the non-Jew is busy with it, it's on his own. The kind to know. He wants to earn money to be able to pay back the loan. So that would be allowed. Mishnah Berurah siv katan chof and katzis v'chulu. So if he has merchandise to sell and he gives it to the non-Jew and the non-Jew has a set salary, so that's fine. The non-Jew works on of his own choice. It's not a messenger of the Yid. But the Yid cannot tell him to sell on Shabbos. But if the market day is Shabbos, even without specifying to work on Shabbos, it's also because you know you're basically telling him to sell it on Shabbos. It's as if he said, sell it on Shabbos. So when it works to give him merchandise to sell, it's when he can sell any day of the week. But if they know the day this, the sale day is Shabbos, then you can't do it. The Yid can take profits from the oven that the non-Jew works in on his property to pay back the debt. That's not called Schar Shabbos. That's even without Havlo. You don't need a precondition, because basically it belongs to the non-Jew, it's the non-Jew's domain, and it's the non-Jew's way of paying back the debt. He owes money to the Yid, so it makes the Yid doesn't care how the non-Jew earns his money to pay back the debt. It makes no difference to the Yid. Sivov, im afu enam Yehudim betanur shal Yisrael b'Shabbos al karcho. The Yid has an oven, and he will lease it out to people to use, but on Shabbos, he's closed. And the non-Jews come in on Shabbos against his will, and they bake in the oven. They leave his wage. In those days, the wage was often bread. That's what you gave him for payment. You may not benefit from that bread. The non-Jews baked in the oven. If you look in the Bach, back in the end of Rishon Gimel, Shekosef, he writes, the Aridor of Barak B'Shabbos, that they were only baying on Shabbos. Valken, therefore, Avshal al-Korchof, both, even though they are baying against his will, Emikabla Sakikar, if he takes that loaf as payment, notel Sechar Shabbos, he's taking a wage from Shabbos. Avlam Afu Bo'och Oyam, but if they bake on Shabbos and Sunday and Monday, Motul Kal Mehem Sechar Shabbos, he can take the wage from Shabbos, Gam came back as long as it's swallowed up with the rest. This is a mutter, even if they weren't being against his will. The after asa isura, even though it was forbidden, but Masha Hirshlem, that he allowed them to use his oven, the Chanal Reish Megim, like we learned at the beginning of Reish Megim. But the Eved, we're not going to prohibit the wage. The Isser is a Harak Meshumar Asayin, because the Isser is a Maras Ayin Isser. We wrote this at the end of Reshem Gimel. Mishnebura Sifkan Tezayin. Sifkan Chav Dad, Vinoslo Pas, they leave him a loaf of bread as payment. Lav Daf, it doesn't have to be bread. Who I did Vinoslo Mos, they could leave him money too. Asurlo Lakal B'mehem. He cannot take the money because it's a clear Schar Shabbos without Havla. But Uv the Hoy Pas, the case was a case they left bread. But it makes no difference. The Baal Mais, he cannot take Schar Shabbos, whether it's money or bread or anything else, that would be a problem.